Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Live Lightly podcast. Today, I'm joined by our guest, Kent Atherton. He is the founder and CEO of Go Pure Pod. Welcome, Kent.
Hi, Jessica. Thrilled to be with you today.
Thank you for being here. I'm really excited to jump in and just hear all about the story behind Go Pure Pod. But first, tell us just a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. So we launched Go Pure Pod in 2017. I discovered the technology in Ireland and was invited to Dublin, Trinity College in Dublin, which is where all the initial research on our technology was performed. The Des Moines Institute there, led by a renowned microbiologist called Dr. Ronald Russell. And we had the opportunity to acquire this and commercialize it, which we did. We branded it Go Pure Pod and packaged it and introduced it to the world here in the U.S. So, but it's quite a departure from what I did most of my career, which was in the television advertising, sports marketing, event production, the fun business. but I'm thrilled to be doing something different and helping improve people's lives in the world. It's actually really rewarding.
Yeah, really fulfilling work, and definitely a departure from what you were doing for your whole career. What brought you to that connection in Ireland with scientists who had this technology?
It was kind of a light bulb moment with the guy that, I can't take credit for inventing it. Mm-hmm. What we do take credit for is actually commercializing it and introducing it to the world. But it was a light bulb moment for a guy who had, been drinking single-use plastic water bottles and throwing them over his shoulder into the back seat of his car. And then one day he was empty, cleaning out his car, and there were just dozens and dozens and dozens of plastic water bottles. And he had this aha moment. I mean, probably out of some disgust and remorse, but also there's got to be a better way. Yeah. So that was inspiring to me. We tested the product here before my first trip to Dublin. And, I raised four children in Connecticut on well water. Mm. We actually had a Brita, a lot of families. They were the first mover. My kids are all millennials, so, they're all grown up and with their own families now. But at the time, that was our filter of choice. And I was guilty, like many people that aren't aware, you really do have to change those filters every 40 gallons. Otherwise, once the media becomes saturated with contaminants, then they have no place to go but back out into the water. So you're actually worse off. So we tested it. Against the tap, against the Brita, the Go Pure water was the clear winner from a taste perspective. And that really inspired me to launch this.
Wow. And what about from a contaminant perspective? Is it as good as or possibly better?
It's actually much more powerful than activated charcoal. Activated charcoal, it's been around for 50 years. There really hasn't been a lot of innovation in the space. And activated charcoal filters, essentially, they work once, right? You pour the water through, it comes out better than when it went in, but then you're done. Our technology is continuous purification. So you leave the pot in the water. It has an advanced ceramic core. The water's constantly passing through that core. So the water's continuously being purified, and it preserves the freshness. And it also keeps the containers clean. Why? Because it eliminates the bacteria.
Yeah.
And the bacteria is what causes that sort of stankiness.
Yeah. In your water bottle.
Yeah.
Yes. That's one thing that I love about it. There's so many things I love about it. Can you tell us how long that tiny little tab takes to purify that size bottle of water?
Yeah. I mean, it's activation helps speed it up. So typically when I'm filling a bottle, I'll turn it over a few times and literally within the first minute for a bottle this size, you're ready to go.
Wow.
All tap water is different. Some's worse than others.
Sure.
So we like to say, on average, 2 minutes,
Wow.
And then you're good to go. So yeah, no waiting for the trickle to go through a point of use filter before you can use it. So
I think that most of us have used a carbon filter, a gravity filter at home, where the water flows through it and you come out the other end with clean water. But I didn't know that they did need to be replaced so often. Would you be able to use this little pod to purify water for your entire family?
Yeah, well, we have multiple pods. I think everybody needs more than one. We keep one in a pitcher in our fridge, which is our sort of go-to kitchen water source, mm-hmm. used for cooking. Mm-hmm. We keep one in the water reservoir of our coffee maker. Mm-hmm. Coffee's 97% water, so it's only going to be taste as good as the quality of the water you're using. The other reason is that those water reservoirs are hard to clean. People forget to clean them, so they're kind of a breeding ground for mold. Mm-hmm. That's gonna affect the taste of your coffee, not to mention the health.
So it prevents that. It prevents the mold. Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to use it. We do pour over, so wouldn't have use for it there, but I definitely keep one in a container for all our coffee water. So we're just using that water for coffee and tea. And I also keep one just in my kitchen so that when I fill up a big pot to boil something like pasta or rice, I just throw it in and swish it around a little bit. I stir it with a spoon and give it a few minutes. And then I know I'm cooking in clean water.
Right.
So that's how I use mine in home as well. But I just wanted everybody to know, it's so tiny, but you can use it for everything that you do at home as well as on the go.
So, I'll tell you a couple things to visualize, which I think are important for your listeners that, we like to, because the core, the advanced ceramic core is actually highly porous. It's one of the patents we have because ceramic by nature is dense, right? So up until, we perfected this technology, it was hard for water to pass through ceramic freely. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the patents we have. So it's actually millions and millions of microscopic pores. If you looked under a microscope, that's what you would see.
Okay.
So it gives you this incredible surface volume of purification. If you rolled out if you could roll that core out, it's actually the surface volume of about 6 football fields. So it's very, very powerful. And that's why it lasts so long.
Okay.
Being
like 240 gallons or something 200, crazy.
264
260.
Gallons. Yeah.
That is truly amazing. That's a lot.
So yeah, compared to, this carbon filter, it's a big difference. It's long lasting. The other big difference against the carbon filters is, one of the things our customers, we have a lot of customers that buy GoPure because they haven't found anything that takes out fluoride.
True. And that was the one thing that intrigued me for sure.
Yeah. It's a big one, especially with people that have thyroid issues. Mm-hmm. Fluoride's one of those sort of highly debated topics. You could find all kinds of pros and cons on the internet. But, we know fluoride as kids for, keeping our tooth enamel, preventing cavities. But I don't think the dentist ever expected us to be drinking fluoride. And we're one of the few countries that actually adds, it's a toxic chemical, fluoride. And we're one of the few countries that adds fluoride to our drinking water supplies. So,
yes. And you can't get a home carbon filter that filters out fluoride. You have to buy separate filters for that. And those can be very expensive in addition to encased in hard plastic oftentimes. So then, your water is like sitting in that. So that's what, kind of turned me off from a just environmental standpoint. Also then at the end, when you have to throw that large piece of hard plastic in the trash, it just doesn't seem, it's like maybe not as bad as all the plastic water bottles you would have been drinking out of, but probably pretty comparable. So I love that about the pod as well. Also, what is it encased in? Is that also ceramic?
No. So the casing is made from dental grade polypropylene. So that's the same material that they use to make surgical instruments. It's also the same material that all the other water filters are made from. Mm-hmm. It is recyclable, category 5. Mm-hmm. It does not leach. It's BPA free. Mm-hmm. It's the best material we could find. Mm-hmm. I'm still striving to encase our ceramic with something that's biodegradable or organic. Yeah. The problem is, at least today, the organic plastics that are on the market, they only have a shelf life of 30 days. And of course, our pod lasts 6 months or more. So it's not a solution for us. But I am confident that that will arrive someday soon.
And when you say dental grade, does that mean something that you would wear in your mouth, like a retainer or something, or a mouth guard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just so that people can understand what that means, how they can relate it to what they're already maybe using that touches their mouth, and understand kind of that whole picture. So you have all of the tests, third party, I'm assuming, that show exactly what contaminants it removes. And also, if you could speak a little bit to that and a little bit about the other contaminants that it does remove, because I was very impressed with PFOA and microplastics, but I know that there are a lot more, such as heavy metals. So if you could speak to that as well.
Sure. Yeah. So the most robust testing we did, well, the two main tests, and there was a series of tests that were performed at the Moyne Institute at Trinity College under the supervision of Dr. Russell. And then they took it to a third-party laboratory in Germany. They're some of the best labs in the world for this type of work. And this is the Göttingen Institute. And they performed a series of tests. And the best, you know, I will say this to your listeners, that a lot of people, you know, they want to test their water at home. It's actually really unreliable. And why is that? It's because you can't really get a measurable, really a measurable result without shocking the water with a bunch of contaminants. Like that's what they did at the laboratory in Germany. Mm-hmm. They poured a ton of contaminants into the water. Mm-hmm. And then they were able to use our technology to run the water through, and then the results they extrapolated so that we have the, you know, that's available in the public domain. Anybody that wants to, the results you see on our website actually are from the Göttingen study.
Okay.
The ceramic itself, as I said, is highly porous, but it filters down to, I'm going to get a little technical, but it's important.
It's okay. It is important.
0.22 microns, which is, that's considered bacteriologically sterile in a laboratory setting. Mm-hmm. Most microplastics are 1.0 or more. Mm-hmm. Most of the heavy metals and the other hard contaminants and the PFOAs are over 0.5. So the PFOAs are actually, when we did these tests, they weren't really on the radar screen, but I went back to Dr. Russell to talk to him about that. And he said that because of how we filter down to such a microscopic level, they're getting trapped and being eliminated by the core. So we're confident in its ability to perform that way. I will also say that, and I'm not a microbiologist, but everything in science is related to something else, right? Mm-hmm. There's no exact answer. And the reason for that is because everything, there's a reaction, counter reaction. So even when it comes to tap water, there's lots of toxins in the water. Depending on the levels of those toxins and how they collide, they create byproducts. So when the municipal water systems in our country, for the most part, they're putting chlorine in the water. Mm-hmm. As the water comes out of the municipal treatment plants through the pipes to your home, that chlorine is colliding with other chemicals in the pipes. Could be lead, could be other things that are coming into the water table from industry, could run off, a lot of things coming out of the rock. Arsenic comes naturally from rock. Mm-hmm. And when chlorine collides with those other contaminants, it creates these byproduct toxins, which are all carcinogens. And they're, now you see those in abundance around our tap water supplies in this country. So it's, the problem's getting worse. It's not getting better.
Yeah, definitely. So filtering tap water is crucial, first off. But I would also have to add, and maybe you can talk to this as well, that a lot of the bottled water that you're finding out on the market that's not from a spring is just sent through some sort of filter before it's then bottled in plastic, and that plastic is letting off. Now, science is doing a lot of tests and studies, and I just spoke with the head of the End Plastics Initiative for Earth Day organization, and he was speaking about 250,000 microplastics in one bottle of water that you're ingesting. So, you know, if you could speak a little bit to all of that, how the brands that are just filtering it and then putting it into a water plastic water bottle.
No, I mean, it's so I would say that, you know, if we started to understand this marketplace, and when I say marketplace, I'm really talking about the U.S. and every country's different. But mm-hmm. in our country, you can almost divide it, our population, in three. So a third of the population is still doing nothing to filter their tap water. They're just either in denial. They're good with what they have. And believe me when I tell you this, we used to go to a lot of consumer facing events before COVID. Uh-huh. And I used to ask that question of people. You know, we had our hydration steer, we were giving out free water and introducing the GoPure pod. And I'd always ask people, do you know what's in your drinking water at home? And more often than not, people say, no, I don't know. And I don't want to know. So that's about a third of the country.
Head in the sand.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another third of the country that's actually doing something active at home.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's a Brita point of use type filter, whether it's a sink filter, or if they've gone to the extreme and done a whole home mm-hmm. filter system. That's about a third of the country. And then mm-hmm. the final third of the country is buying massive quantities of single use plastic water bottles because they don't trust their tap water. They don't like the taste of their tap water. What they don't know is exactly to your point. They think they're buying purified, healthy drinking water, and mm-hmm. they've been fooled because it's really, it goes through a little bit of filtration, but it is now full of microplastics. And and the shelf life on those bottles, depending on how they're stored, is not long. So it can become unhealthy. Mm-hmm.
And they're spending a lot of money on it. Can you speak to that point? Like how much money you say, I believe it's 2000 water bottles for one pod.
Yeah. For a bottle this size, mm-hmm.
which 17, 16 ounce 18 or ounce. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's equivalent to about 2000 single use plastic water bottles that we could keep out of the environment. That's actually,
that's a lot.
I'm glad you asked that, Jess, because, mm-hmm. you know, we started this mission. And it really is a two-pronged mission. We, you know, the first goal was to make it easy for everybody to access healthy, clean, good-tasting drinking water, no matter where they went. Because mm-hmm. it's so small and so light and so portable mm-hmm. And so easy to use. And, you know, you can use it in so many different ways. So that was our initial objective. Then we quickly realized by solving that problem, we can help solve another massive problem. It's plastic pollution. So
massive.
It's something that we care deeply about. And it's a big part of our mission.
I love that so much. And also, let's just talk a little bit about the cost effectiveness of it, because 2000 water bottles that size, have you done the math?
Yeah, I mean,
do you know how much that would save someone?
It can be thousands of dollars, actually. Yeah. You know, for people, especially that are traveling, mm-hmm. I don't know the last time. You went to an airport and hopefully you didn't buy a plastic one. I know you didn't,
but
I mean, I think $5 or $6. Yeah. To buy at the airport. So it adds up. I mean, it is a real significant savings for a lot of people.
Yeah. So even if you're purchasing it in bulk, and receiving some sort of discount that way, I would imagine you're still saving tons of money.
The big thing is just the waste. I mean, think of the time.
I agree.
The time it takes you to go to the store, fill the cart, fill your trunk of your car, get it home, and now you've got all this waste.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that 100%. But realistically, we also have to know that we're saving financial resources as well, because these things are an investment up front. And I feel like that is sometimes a hesitation for people. And so I just want to close the gap of understanding that it's actually way more affordable than they may think.
If you do the math, it works out to, for GoPure Pod, it's pennies a day.
Yeah.
Is what you're spending to get just amazing tasting water that you know mm-hmm. is good for you.
Yeah. So it can add up to be a really huge expense if you're actually using bottled water for everything in your whole household. And when you're traveling, it's so convenient to not have to run out and go buy bottles of water every other day to be able to have enough. But can we also speak a little bit to foreign travel in countries that may have water which would make you sick if you drank it?
Yeah.
Should we use those in those
Absolutely.
Situations?
Absolutely, I can speak to that.
Okay.
We market GoPure Pod for everyday use.
Yes.
I will tell you that our biggest customer base are people that are buying it for traveling, especially out mm-hmm. of the country. We want to remind them when they get home, you can actually still use the pod. But
right.
to your question, yes. Potable water and tap water are interchangeable terms in this country. You know, mm-hmm. everything coming out of the tap is potable. That's mm-hmm. not true in other countries. So,
sure.
You know, in Mexico, for example, you know, if you're traveling to Mexico and you're staying in a nice hotel, you know, it's highly likely you're getting potable water out of the tap because they'll have their own built-in filtration. If they don't, they're going to provide you a bottle water.
Right.
Now, the bottle water industry overseas is also not regulated like it is here. So, you know, we try to remind people to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. If your potable water source is from a bottle, the best thing you need to do is pour that bottle into a reusable water bottle with a GoPure Pod, and then mm-hmm. your worries are over. And we get anecdotal evidence of this a lot from people that, I mean, one just came in not that long ago, a woman that went on a yoga retreat was like 30 women to Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
They were there for a week. She took her reusable water bottle with her GoPure Pod, mm-hmm. and she was the only one that didn't get sick. So,
wow.
And we hear stories like that a lot. But we also want to remind everybody that, you know, because everybody always wants to go to sort of worst case scenario, and we want to remind them this GoPure Pod is not intended to be the first line of defense for toxic water. So mm-hmm. if you're going to India, God knows what's coming out of the tap there. You wouldn't want to rely on the GoPure Pod entirely.
Okay.
So that's why we say find a potable water source, mm-hmm. and it may be out of a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the bottle they're handing you may not be safe. So mm-hmm. you want to have that GoPure Pod with you.
Yeah. So that's really great advice for our listeners. And they can take it with them on their travels. And I have a funny little story about my GoPure Pods that we use in our stainless steel water bottles. I took my son to Knott's Berry Farms this past summer, and we brought our water bottles and just kept them in the locker because I didn't want to pay whatever they were charging for bottled water at lunch. And so we took them out. At this time, they were already empty. And we went and refilled them at the little drinking fountain, and the water was straight up white. So I look at my water bottle, and the water's just white. And I was like, I'm not quite sure that this is going to do the trick. But I put the lid on and I turned it a few times and waited probably 5 minutes because I know, you know, two or three is good, but we waited solid 5 minutes and I opened the lid and looked in the bottle and everything was clear. I drank first, of course, testing it out, and it was good.
I will tell you that just, you know, focus group of one, I never used to drink much water because I didn't like the taste. And now I drink a ton of water because I do like the taste. And
yeah,
it's actually my beverage of choice. And, you know, we have a dehydration problem in this country, too. I think, you know, 60 or 70% of hydration is done out of the home. You know, you go to go to school, you go to work, you go to the gym, you go shopping. People aren't drinking enough water, and dehydration is a problem. It's not good for your health. It stresses your tissues, your organs, it can make you sick. And especially with the elderly. And, obviously as a mom, you got to always worry about where your kids might be refilling those bottles. Right. So
Yeah, so that was what brought me to GoPurePod initially, was finding some sort of a resource that I could send to school with my son and send to sporting events, and he could just refill at whatever refill station or drinking fountain, and I would know that he's got clean water. And the main reason that I did that instead of sending him with extra plastic bottles in his backpack was because at the time I was reducing my own household plastic waste, and that was just like number one thing, bottled water.
Right.
But it was really hard because, yeah, you can leave your house with a bottle of water. But at his age at that time, he had a smaller bottle. And, it, you know, I was worried about when it's empty, what is he going to do? And so the GoPurePod was my solution. And it has been for a while now. I've been regularly getting them on auto order for a couple of years, but I know I've been using them for more than that. And let's just speak a little bit to my one question, which I have all the, like this little bag of my used pods and glass bottles. They come in a great little glass bottle with a cork.
Yes.
Top. And I have a bag full of those and I don't know what to do with them. What do we do?
Yeah, you can send them back to us. We'll repurpose them. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so the ceramic core is made from diatomaceous earth and elemental silver. They're important reasons why those work together so well. But diatomaceous earth, we call nature's filter. It's literally how our planet filters itself.
Okay.
And so it literally is a biodegradable. You can you know, compost it. It's essentially, it's like returns to sand. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's, but I do want to say congratulations to you, Jessica, because, it's very inspiring to hear your story. I can understand, because it's happened here in our household, because once you start with one thing, this is what I want to encourage everybody to think about. Because we all need to make a difference, and everybody can. So we started with just eliminating. If you just start eliminating the single-use plastic water bottle, it feels good.
Yes,
and you're also drinking better water. You're also drinking healthier water. But
very true.
What in my case, I stopped refusing plastic of any kind. Mm-hmm. I literally have walked out of grocery stores holding groceries rather than take a plastic bag. If I'd forgotten to bring my own bag in, I'll just carry a bundle in my arms. But, you know, plastic straws, plastic cups, plastic, I mean, plastic of any kind, I will try to avoid. Eggs. I won't buy eggs unless they're in a cardboard container.
Mm-hmm. Fruit, just vegetables.
Things like that add up. And I'm just one person. So over the course of the year, that's a lot of plastic. And if you think about the exponential impact we can all have if everybody started to do this.
Right. Well, the problem didn't get to the point that it is without, you know, the fact that everybody is using it. It's unintentional, but that's like kind of what happened, right? Like all of a sudden everything is just in plastic. And so the problem grew because, you know, we're all basically unintentionally and unwillingly, I think, at this point, if you know about plastic, we're not really loving the fact that everything you get is in plastic. So, yeah, I feel like we can definitely reverse it with awareness and just sharing that awareness with people that you know and friends, family, and just doing the things that you can do to be the change, really.
There's a movie that I want to mention because, and it's, you know, it was made some years ago. It was a documentary. It was called Tapped, T-A-P-P-E-D, which I always recommend because it's a real eye-opener into the single-use plastic water bottle business and how they're made and the impact from the petroleum industry, because that's how plastic's made and the impact that has on our population. And then, you know, it was probably made 10 years ago, but it still has shelf life. It's a powerful documentary. I think you probably get it on YouTube or Apple. But it's worth a look if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I absolutely love things like that. And again, that's just one of those resources you can share with people, because I think that we've kind of been very cleverly left in the dark as far as plastic and all of the downsides.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like we've covered so many things, and everybody should now know exactly what they can do to avoid using single-use plastic bottles and also have very healthy, clean water in their home and on the go. So thank you for your time, and I appreciate all of the information that you've shared with us today. Tell us a little bit about how our listeners can connect with you and stay connected and get information about how to purchase GoPurePod.
Yeah, sure. So this is actually a great time to purchase because we're having our annual Earth Day sale, which okay. is one of our biggest sales of the year. So everything is 25% off.
That's good.
If you send an email to contact@gopurepod.com, I'll see it. It will get to me. So if you have any questions beyond what we talked about here today, I'd be happy to get back to you. And we have a very active community, a very inspired community. And we share, you know, all this is the same mission. It feels like a family. So we would welcome you to join our family.
All right. And I am just going to say that when Kent says he's going to reply to the email, years ago when I first found it, I know I was that person sending the questions. And I think that you had answered pretty quickly, and you had sent me the piece of research from Germany, I believe. You had shared that document with me. So he's definitely not just saying that. And you also have an Instagram as well, if people want to stay up to date with any product information or also sale alerts.
Yeah, that Instagram handle is the GoPurePod. Okay. We actually, if you follow us, you might be our 20,000. We're about to go to 20,000 followers.
Congratulations.
I don't think it's happening any day now. So
great.
We'll put out some news on that, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I really love that people are engaging and wanting to make the changes in their own homes.
Yeah, we are as well. And again, I really applaud your efforts, Jessica. You're doing it, in abundance.
Well, thank you so much. And now you and your wife can enjoy that guide at home. And maybe there's a few little nuggets in there that, can help you make a few little changes you weren't aware of. Who knows?
You never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it. And it was great to meet you. Thank you, Ken.
You as well. Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Happy Earth Day.
Yeah.